Sometimes, you know, we feel a little misplaced. I don't know if you've ever heard of what some people call, some psychologists call the imposter syndrome. You go into a place which is far beyond what you believe is your capacity, or like, oh, I really don't belong here. All these guys are so super educated, or they're so rich, or they're so capable. How do I find myself in this position? Well, there was one man who had no problems with that particular issue. And I want us to just look at his life for a few moments here on Seatime Church Online. The name of the man is Caleb, and we're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 14. My name is Reverend Kwame Obadiri. Over the last couple of sessions together, we've been looking at the life of a very interesting individual. His name is Caleb. Caleb was one of two of the only spies that came with a good report after they had spied out the land on the command of Moses, before the children of Israel were able to enter into the promised land. Now, one of the big problems was, because of the negative report of the other 10 spies, the children of Israel had to wander around the desert until the generation that had refused to believe God and obey him had died. And they had of course given birth to a whole new generation, and it is that generation that entered, except for two people. And those two people are Joshua, who is leading the group or the camp into the promised land and possessing it, and Caleb, who was the second spy that had gone into the land and whom God had commended because he wholeheartedly had followed God. Now, as he claims his possession in Joshua chapter 14, the Bible reads thusly in chapter 14, verse 12. Now, God, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself, Caleb speaking to Joshua, you yourself heard that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Then Joshua blessed Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord God of Israel wholeheartedly. Now, we've dealt with what the term wholeheartedly means. If you haven't caught that, just go back a couple of weeks and you'll catch it. We've also dealt with the whole idea that God took care of Caleb and kept him alive until this moment when he could possess the land. And then he says, and this is also repeated at the very beginning of the chapter, that Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, had been given possession of Hebron. Now, Kenizzite is an interesting term because it, as is often the case and the practice in the Jewish tradition, you are told that your name is such and such, but you are the son of so and so, or you are from the tribe of so and so. So in this case, we are told of a group called the Kenizzites. Now, the Kenizzites were, if you go all the way back, we have to go all the way back to the book of Numbers. In fact, even go all the way back to the book of Genesis, you'll discover that the Kenizzites were descendants of Kenaz. Now, that's an interesting name. Kenaz was the grandson of Esau. And of course, that's a name that you and I would recognize. Esau was the one, the twin of Isaac, who sold his birthright to his brother Jacob. Jacob was the one who ended up receiving the promise of the benefit of being part of the purpose of God for the rest of the world. In fact, his name was then put alongside his father's and grandfather's name as God became known to the children of Israel as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, Kenaz, I guess, and the Bible doesn't give us much detail, realizing that I'm in the wrong family line. I'm in the side of this family that's not going to get, that may be blessed, but it's not going to get to the, fulfill the purpose of God. And the Bible records that Kenaz now went and joined himself to the tribe of Judah, and became part of the tribe of Judah. He was absorbed by the tribe of Judah. He was considered an Edomite, or a descendant of Esau. Now, they were not directly chosen or called out people. like the children of Jacob were. But he joined himself to the tribe of Judah and began to live amongst them and, of course, to produce family. And his grandson, Caleb, now takes possession of this wonderful property that God has promised to them. The point here is that it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter where you have come from. When God makes a promise and God wants you to be part of his purpose because you follow him wholeheartedly, God will bless you. He'll bless you the same way he blesses those who he has already called to himself. And so we may not have Jewish names, we may not have Jewish blood, but because of what Jesus Christ has done in our lives and we have joined ourselves to him by faith, we know we will receive the very same, if not a greater blessing, because we have put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you that don't look down on your circumstances or the fact that you may be somebody who's not as educated, or you may even be a foreigner where you are. God has put you there for a reason, and God is going to use you in that same situation, and not just use you, he's going to bless you because you follow him wholeheartedly. God bless you. Thank you for spending time with me today. I certainly hope that you'll find time to subscribe and let other people know about Seatime Church Online, and that all of these videos and others like them throughout the week are available to you at the click of a button wherever you are and whenever you are. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today.